Anthem, written by Ayn Rand, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Bell.
Peach and Love Records.
The timeless literary masterpieces we offer you must be well acted, voiced, and narrated. Created with the hope of engendering a powerful, positive, inspirational response. You know there remains a special place in the hearts of all for these beautifully crafted, timeless combinations of inspirational words and emotion. We know as the classics. Tales so beautifully wrought, they conjure up deep feelings of reverence and inspiration for the listener. This, too, is a classic. A thundering calliope of raindropped words pounding against our consciousness, compelling us to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all, moving us on to greater heights of understanding, is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature.
Ayn Rand was born in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1905. And emerged as one of the most provocative and influential writers and philosophers of the 20th century. Her journey from a young girl in revolutionary Russia to an acclaimed American novelist and philosopher is marked by a deep commitment to individualism and a rejection of collectivist ideologies. Rand's early life in Russia was turbulent. She witnessed the Russian Revolution and subsequent rise of the Soviet Union, which profoundly influenced her disdain for socialism and communism. In 1926, Rand immigrated to the United States, seeking the freedom and opportunities that her homeland could no longer afford. She began her career in Hollywood, working as a screenwriter and developing her ideas for later work. It was during this period that she changed her name to Ayn Rand. Her first major success came with the publication of The Fountainhead in 1943. This novel tells the story of Howard Roark, an innovative and uncompromising architect who battles against societal norms and the architectural establishment. Roark embodies Rand's idea of the heroic individual, driven by personal vision and great integrity. The Fountainhead was initially rejected by numerous publishers, but eventually became a bestseller, solidifying Rand's position as a significant literary figure. At the core of Rand's philosophy, which she named objectivism, is the belief that reality exists independently of consciousness, that individuals must use reason to understand the world, and that rational self-interest is the ethical course of action. She argued that laissez-faire capitalism, where individuals are free to trade and interact voluntarily without governmental interference,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?